It is 10 o'clock. Not a lot of folks out today, so I don't know. We're going to finish up this. I'm going to try to finish this lesson today on what's going on in our world today. And we looked last week at what's going on, and this week we're going to look at a view from heaven. So we'll get started on that here in just a minute. Danny, come and get us started.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you. And we've had a really busy week. It's good for it to be Sunday, and we're
glad that you made it today. I do want to mention we have two visitors with us this morning, Mr. Dana and Miss Ann Gilreath from Kingsport, and we're so thankful you've come our way, and we enjoy having you in the class. Thank you so much, and we will go ahead and get started here, talking a little bit about what's in store. This week, of course, is our Missions Week. And we're going to be having the services altered just a little bit. No Wednesday night, right?
Right.
No Wednesday night this week. So don't forget and come out here, or you'll have to have a service by yourself. So, but anyway, we're going to move that Wednesday night service down to Thursday night. And we'll have service on Thursday night and Friday night. And then, of course, we'll have our faith promise next Sunday. So we're looking forward to that. Today, we have Luke and Selena Nalty from Mozambique, and John and Kelly LaBelle from Sierra Leone. So if I said those names funny, forgive me, I'm just in East Tennessee. Holler boy, I don't know how to speak some of these names. But anyway, we look forward to that. And then on Tuesday this week, they will have the Oasis Potluck at 11:30 a.m. in the Family Life Center. So that's going to be normal for this week. Looking at the other things there in the bulletin, you can read for the ones that will be here on Thursday, and the ladies are going to have us a mission brunch with Mrs. Caudill at 10 a.m. to noon. And so you ladies want to remember that. So the rest of it you can read in there what's going on. And we will be looking forward to our Missions Week. To get to our prayer request, we were glad to hear that Brother Tom Cole got to come home from the hospital. And he spent a good long time at Bristol in the hospital. And he's doing better now. They found out what was going on and helped him. So we're thankful for that. And these are the ones that we're still remembering in prayer. So Violet Barlow, Miss Judy's sister back there, Harold Baskett's sister, we're still remembering her. And then Therese Payne's mom, we're still praying for her. And then, of course, Bob Daniels with cancer, Judy Whitson with cancer, Sharon Harmon with cancer. And I talked to Ron Huskins this week, his wife Wanda, they usually sit right over here. She's having some issues with her heart, AFib and other issues, and they're trying to determine to what they're going to try to do for that. So remember Miss Wanda in your prayers. And we're also praying for Frances Lawson. She found out this week that she's got some congestive heart failure, and she also has a lung problem that She has problems breathing, so remember her. Miss Palma Hodges is also still suffering at the after effects of those shingles. So remember these folks. And we got Pat Shaw that's still having issues. And Brother Joe said she's under the weather this morning. So we remember her in prayer. And Randy and Pat Scalf, Joe talked with Randy this week, and he's not doing well. So remember Randy, especially. And then Miss Kim Brummett's going to come up for surgery on the 13th, and we're praying. I'm sorry? The week from Wednesday, okay. I know she's anxious about that. And Carl Bond, who's not here this morning, he's got one on 9/14. So we got a lot to pray about. And anyone else that has anything on their heart, either spoken or unspoken. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. Christopher Campbell. His family's still waiting on an autopsy report. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Unspoken. Okay. Let's go to the Lord in prayer then. Father, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for your blessings to us. And the Bible says this is a day that the Lord hath made. And let's rejoice and be glad in it. And God, we know that we have folks that are having health issues, suffering. And God, but you're still blessed this day. And Lord, you made this day. And we look for great and mighty things to happen here at church today. We expect that. Lord, we pray that you'll be with each one that we've called their names. God, may you work in those lives. May you have your will, your way. And Father, just for those that need comfort, give them comfort, Lord. For those that need grace to transcend the problems, Lord, that they have, God, we pray for that grace for them. And Lord, we thank you for being our Lord. We thank you, dear God, that you're a God of love and a God of mercy. And Lord, we pray now as Brother Steve comes to finish up this lesson that what's going on in our world, Lord. And God, most of us are alarmed with what we see. But God, we know you're still in control. Will you bless today, Lord, help him with this lesson. Bless the pastor as he comes at the 11 o'clock hour, Lord. And if there's someone here today that don't know you, we pray, dear God, today that you would speak to their hearts and they might turn to you. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
The potluck dinner Sunday night. There's a sign-up sheet in the back, so if you want to sign up for whatever, just some kind of dish, you can do that. The sheet's laying back there. The ladies have it. So that's back there if you want to do that. Anyway, going back to this lesson, what's going on in the world today. Last week, we looked at a view from Earth. And we have taken this from Psalms 2. And let's read that again this morning, and then we'll go on here. And it says, "Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointed, saying, Let us break the bands asunder and cast away the cords from us. He that sitteth in heaven shall laugh." Now that's not laughing funny laugh. It's, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. "The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. That's coming. Yet have I set my king up on the holy hill in Zion, God here saying, Christ is coming back, and I'm going to put him in control. And I will declare a decree, the Lord has said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. As for me, I shall give thee the inheritance of thine, the heathen of thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is my possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, and thou shalt dash them in pieces upon like a potter's vessel. So it's talking about that Psalms, part of Psalms right there in 2, goes from present day, then what's going to happen in the present day, and then goes to heaven and what's going to happen in heaven and what's going to happen in the future. A lot of prophecy in that right there. And we've studied that in the last months and months ago. We talked about Christ in heaven ready to come back. In Luke 21:25, and there shall the signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distresses of nations with perplexity in the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for the fear of and of looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, if it wasn't for God's mercy and grace right now in this church age period, that's the only thing is holding him from coming back right now. There's still that remnant of people that need to be saved. And there will be a day when the last person is saved. There's a number there. We don't know it. We don't know the day because God tells us he's not going to tell us that. That day is close and we all feel it. These verses, you read them and it says, men's hearts are failing them for fear. I mean, you talk to people and this is happening and that's happening. It's going on all around us. And then verse 27 there in Luke says, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and great glory. So we're at a point we talked about last week, what kind of shape things were in. And we all know that from the things that we see and hear, and if you watch the news, it just on and on and on. Things are a mess. And we're going to look at a view now. We looked at a view last week from Earth, and we looked at the conflicts and confusion and the phony psychologies that are being taught and the wrong ideas. And some of us, we let those things get tangled into our lives, and it becomes a worry and aggravation, and we let our families get tore apart. But some of this confusion and teaching of our children in schools, and we talked about that. And if you look at today's life that we're living as grandparents or parents, you can look at it, at the world right now, and I can remember 30 or 40 years ago, and it just did not feel like it feels today. When I was raising my family and had my family in school and high school and grade school and college, it just did not feel like it feels today with all the things that are going on in society. So we're not only getting attacked personally and at home and then between wives and children and husbands and children, and then you got to send them to school and they're getting bombarded with stuff at school. And then at work, we're dealing with people. And then you look at our government, local, state, and federal, and some of the ideas that are there, confusion and wrong ideas and wrong thinking. And then you look at the world, what a mess it's in. We got wars going on. We've had that wars and rumors of wars, as the Bible says, going on for the last 20 years or so. And we wonder why everybody's confused. Well, we have to remember that nothing happens that doesn't go by God's purview. We got to really understand that. And you wonder why, you think, well, why is God letting this happen? We start asking those questions. Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to my family? Why did this happen to them? Well, we have to pull back a little bit and understand what happened in the Garden of Eden. God allowed things to happen the way they happened there, and they got removed from that garden, and sin come into the world. And through the blood, we have that sin nature. But praise the Lord, because of what Christ did on the cross, we're saved from that sin nature damning us to hell. So we take this salvation that we have and say, well, I've got my fire insurance. A lot of people live that way, and they think they can live this way or that way. And then a lot of us come to church and we praise the Lord, but then we go home, back home through the week, and I'm just as guilty as anybody else. And you go on about all this garbage that's going on in the world and worry about this and worry about that. And of course, we know that God tells us not to worry, that He's got it. Just let Him take it and carry it. And I've told you before, we take our worries and carry them around in a briefcase, and then we'll take them up here and set them down and give them to the Lord. And 3 or 4 days later, I'm back here picking that worries up again. It's hard any way you go at it. And if we don't stay close to God, read His Word, and understand what He's doing with all this, it'll really get to us. It'll get to our kids and our family. So we have to have some kind of understanding. And we're going to look at that understanding a little bit more here. A view from heaven in these verses that we just read. So, and it says in 4 and 6, it says, "And he that sitteth in heaven shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Well, this laughing that it talks about here, he's not laughing at something funny. As whether people want to believe it or not, God sits on a throne in heaven, and He is in control. Now, there's a lot of people don't want to believe that. For me in my house, I believe that. And I'll believe that till the day I go to heaven. He is in control. Now, is everything rosy like I want it to be? No, it's not. And it's not for any of us. Most of us have lost loved ones of some sort. Moms, dads, grandparents, mates. And sometimes we'll step back from that and say, why? But it's not as much why is what it is the effect of sin on this world. Folks, our lives is like a vapor. The Bible says that. We're here and we're gone. But I have Christ. I have a joy in my heart. Now that I'm not nowhere near perfect. I'm just one of you guys. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But we could sure let this stuff get to it. It gets to me sometimes. More than it should, more than I should let it. But God's will is sovereign in all this. And He looks down at these unbelievable situations and has pity on us and looks at it, at these ridiculous situations and the chaos in the world of ignorant men, and he laughs at that, laughs at them, laughs at this finite man that he created, and him sitting there being infinite, no beginning, no end, and he looks at this vapor of a activity and says, oh, what do these people think? Why are they not honoring me? God's sovereignty and the blessing to believers right now, we need to hold on to that dearly. We want to thank God every day and be aware that we're on the winning side. No matter what happens, we're on the winning side. God's looking down from heaven and he sees us. He sees us through the righteousness of his Son. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, that righteousness has been bestowed on you and I because of what he did on the cross. And then nothing in the universe is going to change that. And we need to take all this bad stuff and put that good news on top of it and quit going on about this garbage and look for reasons why we can say something good to somebody and something about church to somebody and something about Christ to somebody. And I may have those backwards. Put them in any order you want to. Wherever we go and where we might do and who we might meet, instead of talking about the garbage, say, I'm not worried. I'm saved, and I know where I'm going to end up if the world ends today. And people, there's so many people have no hope because they don't know Christ. You look at the suicide rate since COVID, it's unbelievable at the numbers. People have no hope. And this world has drove their hope away. Because there is no hope in this world. The only hope we have is Jesus Christ. And if we don't hold on to that dearly, people's going to see us, and if they know you go to church and they know you're saved and they know you're woolen with all this stuff, we're hiding it in a bushel, as the Bible says. Let our light shine. Why not? In the day of darkness that we have to deal with. Is it going to get any better? The Bible says no. It's going to wax worse and worse. So, God, right now God is dealing with us, dealing with the world. In this church age, the age of grace, we've got Missionary Week coming up. These young people are going out all over the world. And we want to be involved in that because they're leading people to Christ. Levi and his team in England, so many people getting saved now. Through the 10 churches that they have going over there, people, it's every week. Things are, I think, a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world is driving people toward church, and we see it even here. We see lots of new faces, lots of new people attending. And they're looking for something. The world, we're seeing churches across the United States. I was talking to somebody here about a year ago, how many buildings are empty. Nice buildings. Nice facilities. And it's that way in England, and that's how those guys in England, people are saying, come and take our church, put a preacher in it, and start the ministry again. It's getting just about like that here in the United States now. There's churches everywhere in every state that's sitting empty. Buildings empty. Nice buildings, nice facilities. Because the devil got in it and destroyed it. As for me and this house, the devil ain't going to get in, is he? Because the deacons are going to see fit to that. We will preach the gospel from God's word. We will read God's word. And you see some of these, the world's problems get into these churches and destroy them. And that's what the devil wants to do. You know, we just need to pray. We need to pray for this whole, our families, our world, the political situations. And at the bottom line, pray thy kingdom come. I mean, are you not ready to see the Lord? I am. You see a lot of people, talk to a lot of people and say, I'm saved. If he comes back today, I'm good. I'm ready. I'm tired of seeing all this old junk. You know, and then you got young people that think they're going to live forever as young as they are. That's just who they are. I remember being that way too. You never thought about the future. But we need to inform them too. I've had some wonderful conversations with Noah Barker, my grandson, on the future and on revelations and those kind of things. God's word is sure. If you'll remember the study that we talked about months ago and the book that's going to be opened in heaven, it's a scroll. And inside that there's seven seals. And they're sitting there right now in heaven on the throne, and the book is either in God's hand or it's laying right at his side. Christ is sitting at the right hand of God right now. And there's going to be a day God's going to pick up that scroll when it's close and say, who has the right to take this scroll and open it? And Christ is going to reach up and take the scroll, and he's going to inherit the earth back. At that point, the first thing that happens is going to be the rapture of this church, if you want to say it that way. Rapture of this church doesn't mean this building. It means the church, the saved ones, the people that Christ died for, are all going to go to heaven. Then things change, because that goes from this age of grace dispensation, it moves to the 7-year tribulation dispensation. And that's when it's really going to be bad. And you start talking, you hear these people talking about this and that and technology, and they're going to do this with our money and going to put a chip here and a chip there, and you already got chips in your card. When are they going to put it in your hand or put it in your head? It's coming. The technology's there. And all these theories about them controlling the money and controlling the food and controlling this and controlling that, it's all there. All that's in place. I mean, it could happen anytime. Years ago, 40 years ago, we all wondered, how in the world, how could all that happen? Well, now it's here. So this view from heaven with God looking down, you know, God's been silent for the last 2,000 years. And the next thing he's going to speak is Christ is going to stand up in the clouds and say, come home. And things are going to change. He won't be silent forever. There'll be a voice from heaven. And then the next thing he'll do, he'll turn, open that scroll on up, and there's going to be judgment coming to what's left of the world at that time. A lot of people ask, well, how? And I think and you read and you say, how much worse will it get before that happens? I mean, we ask questions. If you study and read, and God just gives us enough to understand what we need to think and do with Him in this age of grace. But then you start thinking, how much, you see something and you think, how much longer is God going to allow this kind of stuff to happen? The sin in the world is bad and getting worse. God's patience is a whole it's eternal. We don't understand it, because I can tell you, I see things and I think, hey, they ought to take that character out. Yeah. So, you know, we can get so wrapped up in that stuff. But the time is coming. The time is coming. Right and wrong, injustice, evils, the ages of man, the utter depravity, we're starting to see it all. And God's looking down from heaven right now. And the thing for you and I to keep in mind, as children of God, we know the divine plan. And that ought to give us some comfort. We all have been taught it. We've heard it for years. Let's not forget it. And understand that this divine plan of God, instead of going around looking down all the time and woe is me, let's look up and say, praise the Lord, thank you for your salvation. Help someone else to get saved today. Point someone out to Christ today. Let's try not to dwell in this place that all these woes of the world will take us. Because when He comes back, He's going to speak wrath. He's going to speak judgment. First thing He'll do, He'll call us home. Second thing He's going to do is from heaven, He's going to turn loose 7 years of tribulation period here on this earth. And we've talked about details and some details and hit the high spots of that. First 3.5 years, yeah, it's bad. And then the last 3.5 gets really bad, and trying to take out the nation of Israel, and all that's going to happen during that time. But the end of that, glory. We're going to be in heaven during that time. Marriage Supper of the Lamb during that time. Judgment Seat of Christ during that time. And then at the end of that, we all get to come back to heaven, come back to earth with Christ in our white raiment and on our horses. And I don't like to ride horses, but I guess I will then. Praise the Lord. We've got promises, folks, we can hold on to. We know the end. We know who's going to win in the end. The devil's not going to win. And as we go through life and we see all this, you know, I know talk and gossip and stories, and you can tell and talk and the miseries of people. Why pass some of that garbage on? I mean, in God's program and how He's going to accomplish everything in the end, He's going to take care of all that. In spite of man's opposition, God's program will happen. It is a certainty that God will do exactly what He says He'll do. He will come back and He will set things straight. And the voice of heaven, we have a voice here. And it says, I will declare a decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee thine inheritance. It's already been promised to Christ. How much better is that going to be? And we're going to get to see all that. Glory. I mean, that's exciting. That's good news. Salvation's good news, but it's good news even more that he's going to come back and set things straight. So we got to keep our minds looking at this relationship that we have with Christ and the sonship that we're part of that family, that we'll be part of the triumph, and we'll get to see the judgment on the devil and get to see him thrown into the bottomless pit and get to see him thrown into the lake of the fire after the 1,000-year reign. The revelation of all this that the Bible talks about. No matter what people say, what the politicians say, what the world says, Christ is sitting on the right hand of God right now. And Christ is ready. It's close, folks, and we all have heard it. It's close. So why don't let all this stuff that we hear and see, I don't even like to watch the news anymore. I don't even hardly turn it on. Watch weather and then turn it off. It's the sonship. Thou art my son, God says. And then Christ says to us, you are my children. God says, Christ says. And the triumph that he talks about, the inheritance that we're all going to be part of. What a thrill. And then he says there, thou shalt break them with a rod of iron and dash them into pieces like a potter's vessel. It's going to be the run of the devil. It's going to be the run of the devil. God's going to take care of all that business. So this voice of God, the Spirit of God, a call of acknowledgement of him, to honor the Son. We need to give thanks every day. We need to be wise. We need to be instructed. We're reconciled by Christ and what he did on the cross. So we are going to heaven. No matter what the world says, we are going to go to heaven. If you've trusted Christ, you're going to heaven. Doesn't that thrill your soul? More than this old junk that's going around in this world? Praise the Lord for what he did on the cross. We can just be happy about that. Much less all the details. No, but I think we need to be wise in how we live our lives and how we treat others and what we say to others. I think that we need to be instructed. We need to read God's Word. We need to have an understanding. Number one, we need to have a basic understanding of salvation and be able to lead somebody to Christ. Have a good understanding of that. What verses to go to? There's all kinds of helps on that. And have a good understanding of what's going to happen in the future. And understanding of how we've been reconciled. That the devil no longer has claim on us. Be able to tell your own testimony. I think in all this crazy stuff going on in the world, we just need to be prepared to tell the truth about who we are. Don't be ashamed that I am a Christian. I am a child of God. People's afraid to say that now. I mean, I don't know. It's changed so rapidly in the last 50 years, it's hard to keep up with. I've been teaching Sunday school almost 45 years, and I ain't never seen the beat in my life. Things have changed so much. But what hasn't changed? I got saved when I was 13 years old, and that ain't changed. That's great talk. Ain't changed. Ain't gonna change. Because God's got me in His hands. Just hold on to that fact, and this old junk of the world will just fade away. I'm going to have to quit. It's 20. Thank you all for listening to me again. We'll start something else again next week. Y'all come back to hear the missionaries this week, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So let's be dismissed in prayer and have a good day, okay? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love and thank you for your grace. God, thank you for that salvation. Lord, what a blessing it is to know that you died on that cross for me, and others. Lord, I thank you for that fact, that truth. We can hold on to that. Lord, help us to be strong, Christian, informed, intelligent, put you up front, share you with others. Lord, just help us. And Lord, all these folks that are facing surgery and sickness and cancer and all that was talked about, Lord, I pray your blessing on their life. It's hard. It's hard, God, dealing with illness. And we're just humans, and we just want to ask why a lot. But help us to have peace with all that. Help folks have peace with where they're at, Lord. Just, Lord, we thank you for this church. Pray for our pastor this morning. Give him the words to say that will change hearts and see souls saved. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you.